Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The 105th legislature adjourns sine die Wednesday, April 18th. Six senators are leaving the legislature due to term limits. Senators Lydia Brosh, Burke Haar, Bob Crist, Tyson Larson, Paul Schumacher, and Jim Smith. Two more senators have decided not to seek re-election, Senators John Keane and Roy Baker. We thank these senators for their service to the state. In his closing remarks, Governor Ricketts commended senators for working together to pass legislation to prevent opioid abuse, ensure Nebraska students can read at grade level by the end of third grade, and remove onerous occupational licensing regulations. The governor thanked the Appropriations Committee for tackling a $200 million budget shortfall. Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance, joins me to discuss highlights on closing day. Nate, we started the morning at a special signing ceremony with Governor Ricketts.
It was really a special day for families in Nebraska who have experienced a miscarriage. This was an opportunity to honor and recognize all the moms who supported this really special life-affirming bill that offers a state-issued commemorative birth certificate for miscarriages. And with this bill being signed into law, Nebraska is really leading the way in cultivating a culture of life that honors the dignity of every human life while helping grieving parents.
It was wonderful, and we are so grateful for Senator Albright working with us on this bill. How appropriate that the final bill on the agenda was LB 1120, which now will require licensure of private membership establishments, commonly known as bottle clubs. Nate, this is significant.
It really is. This is a bill that we fought for all year, and we're very thankful to see it come through in the last moments to add this regulation and licensing requirement on bottle clubs, because the current loophole that bottle clubs are using is really coming at the expense of vulnerable women who are being taken advantage of and sexually exploited, and we think this will put an end to that.
We are grateful for this station providing you the final 2018 Capitol Buzz. We look forward to bringing the Capitol Buzz back to you in January 2019. For family, freedom, and life, we sign off.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.